Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tommy Sisk. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Santo trying to get to home. Clemente throws the ball into Crandall who tags Santo who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stewart moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall is 0 for 1 in the game. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to third. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Mazeroski moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive towards first. Banks catches it, steps on first to double up Alley, and throws to second to get Mazeroski. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisk hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Bill Fall. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landrum moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Santo reaches second base with a double. Landrum scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Roy Face now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Mota pinch hits for Dell Crandall. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alley moves to second. George Spriggs pinch runs for Manny Mota. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Roy Face. Billy Heft now pitching. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Alley scores. Spriggs moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Bill Verdon. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spriggs scores. Bailey scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Bob Oliver pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. It's 6-3, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and has Stargell trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger, who tags Stargell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing left field. Roberto Clemente now playing center field. Willie Stargell now playing right field. Jerry May now catching. Alvik Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.